Washington has responded to the sweeping set of security demands that Russia made of the West late last year. US Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says no concession will be made to Moscow's main demand that Ukraine be barred from joining NATO. He echoed the Australian government's plea for citizens to leave the country immediately as Russian troops build up on the border and threat of an invasion grows.
Due to the potential for security conditions to deteriorate rapidly and without warning if Russia invades or commits other destabilizing actions inside Ukraine, our message now for any Americans in Ukraine is to strongly consider leaving.
That's US Secretary of State Antony Blinken. So what's it like in Ukraine? Pixie Schmeagle is an Australian living in Lviv in Western Ukraine, and she joins me now. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Hi, thanks, Patricia. Thanks for having me.
What is the situation like where you're living?
Look, Patricia, I live in a part of Western Ukraine that's called Lviv, and it's a beautiful kind of Western European-feeling city, and it's about as far as the Russian border as you can get while still being in Ukraine, and about as close to the Polish border as you can get while still being in a major city. So honestly, this is kind of a bit of a safe spot. It's as seen in Ukrainians' eyes. So we're not feeling too unsafe here. We actually feel quite calm about the situation, but that's bolstered by the fact that Ukrainians around us are just unbelievably stoic and calm about the whole thing as well.
Russian troops are amassed on three of Ukraine's borders. You've said that you're situated in a place that feels safer, but, you know, those are the facts. Do you feel personally worried?
No, not at this point. We are also nowhere near the Belarusian border, which is also where there are troops positioned at the moment. We're also unbelievably close to airports, to the border. We have such a big set of kind of connections here where we are that we feel like we can lean upon others if we need that.
The federal government has asked all Australians to leave Ukraine. And, of course, that puts you in the category of Australians that have been urged to leave. What are you planning to do?
We are leaving, but that actually was a decision that we had made prior to DFAT's warning having come out. I'm, in fact, a dual citizen between Australia and the US. And so when I got word of embassy staff leaving the US embassy, that was kind of one of our go signs, as we called them, for my partner and I. And so when we heard that news, we kind of put into place a few plans. And so that's actually just to get out for maybe a week or two or three, whilst hopefully things de-escalate and then return. Fingers crossed.
Okay, so you want to return. What's your sort of assessment of the likelihood of that?
At the moment, we're hopeful. We still think there are diplomatic ways to resolve this issue. I think the Ukrainian people are hopeful of that as well. But they're also willing, and if need be, to stand together against a bully.
You moved to Ukraine in September, aiming to live there for a year. What are you doing there, and do you plan to kind of make that a base for yourself?
We really had, and this has really kind of come up and at an unfortunate time. What we do here is kind of a little bit of everything. I'm of Ukrainian heritage, so I kind of came with the intention to connect back to my family, a place that I was obviously not raised in, but that I had learnt so much about. And so it was about self-exploration, really, and exploring the country that I had felt passionate about without having really spent time there. For my partner, he wanted to come here to Ukraine because he thought that it felt vibrant and there was things happening for young people like ourselves. Sometimes we can feel stifled in other places. So here, Ukraine, there was a real sense of opportunity that was open to us. So we took the leap and we came.
Tensions in Ukraine have been dominating the news here. Earlier this week, the federal government updated its travel advice to do not travel. How much coverage is the issue getting there?
Within local media, of course, it's getting quite a lot of coverage, but overwhelmingly the rhetoric is really different. The president here has repeatedly said that there is no cause for panic, that we are covering all the bases and angles, and that this is Ukraine and it will always be Ukraine. So the rhetoric is different. There's not as much panic. I think overwhelmingly, they just really want to keep being a free and independent country.
There was some criticism that Australia was only among a small group calling for this, essentially this evacuation, people to leave. Do you think Australia was too preemptive here? What's your own personal assessment of, you know, your government in Australia calling for you to go home?
Look, I understand for people in eastern Ukraine, this could be a very different situation. And I think depending upon the region, your feelings could be completely different. And I can understand that that call for maybe eastern Ukraine and other parts of Ukraine might be reasonable. So at the moment in the West, things just aren't feeling like they're that escalated, that we just should absolutely not be here. But in saying that, I can understand where the government came from. I definitely wouldn't criticize them for doing that. But maybe there could have been some more consideration into where they considered to be such a threat.
Mm. Have you had any discussions with the Australian Embassy, or do you understand what kind of level of consular assistance is being offered to Australians there?
I know DFAT called my partner. I personally haven't received a call, but I think that was my own fault. I hadn't correctly filled out a profile. But they did inform him that he was supported whilst being here. I also had consular assistance provided by the US government too. So I did receive an email just today saying that all flights are still operational and that if I need a flight, I can get their assistance.
What are your family and friends back home saying to you?
Of course, they're quite concerned, and that's very understandable, which was one of the reasons we actually chose to leave for a few weeks, was to really just make people feel better and less anxious about the situation. The last thing we wanted to do was make people feel like we were intentionally putting ourselves in harm's way. Not that it really feels like that here at the minute, but we wouldn't want to, you know, anger any of our friends or family. As we understand it from the distance, it can look really scary, and even sometimes it can feel a little bit scary, but it is more manageable because Ukrainian people are so strong that you feel that strength around you here.
Yeah, I'd love for you to reflect a bit more on that. Of course, for Ukrainian people, of course, this has been an escalation, but at the same time, this is an everyday reality living geographically in this position and the sort of geopolitics involved. Do you feel like we may look at it with alarm, but that there is a sense of acceptance of what's emerging here?
I don't know that I would say it's an acceptance. It's more a sad reality that they have been living with for some time. But not even just some time. I mean, we're talking about 100 years of instability in the country between a genocide, then World War II, and then Soviet occupation, and then the struggle to maintain independence once they had attained it. So the struggle for this kind of life of freedom is nothing that Ukrainians are just beginning to get used to. It is something that they have always been getting used to. So I think that plays into why they are so adept at doing it. But it doesn't mean they deserve to be going through it or doing it. They now deserve to be in a country that is stable and free.
Pixie, thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Pixie Schmeagle is an Australian living in Western Ukraine.